Podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Angels, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. You're locked in with your host, Brent McGuire. This episode is brought to you by Locker Room. Make sure to download the app and join me this week on Friday at 6 p.m. Pacific time to get in on the action. Locker Room, changing the way that we talk about sports. In today's episode, we are going to break down the Angels 4-3 win and series win against the Texas Rangers. We're going to talk about Chris Rodriguez really coming into his own and how he's become such an integral part of this Angels bullpen and pitching staff as a whole. But before getting into the episode, as usual, if you want to follow me on Twitter, you can find me at BMags94. You can find the podcast at Locked On Angels. You can find my written work at Crashing the Pearly Gates. And if you haven't done so already, make sure to download, subscribe, rate, and review the Locked On Angels podcast wherever you get your podcast from. So happy Thursday. Right off the top of the show, just want to apologize again for the ending of yesterday's episode. Quite frankly, I do not know what happened. It just, the microphone was not working. At the end, I had no better way to try to close it out. So apologies from that again. In terms of this episode, like I mentioned at the top, we're going to briefly kind of go over the Angels win and series win as a whole and kind of go into what went right for this series and how important it was to kind of pick themselves up after a really, really bad last week. And then in the remainder of the episode, we're going to talk about Chris Rodriguez because he has been so much fun to watch and his story has been a very fun one to follow. I wrote an article that came out at Crashing the Pearly Gates on Wednesday, so I'm going to kind of use a lot of those same talking points and go into what he's doing that is leading to the success and kind of what the future is for Rodriguez. One final note before we kind of dive into this episode, as I mentioned at the top, we are going to do a locker room this week around 6 o'clock. The Angels play at 7 o'clock that night against the Mariners, so it feels like a good time to do a little pregame discussion about the Angels and where they stand. So why don't we dive into this game for the Angels? This was kind of an interesting one because there was a lot of action right off the bat. The Angels scored 4 runs in the first inning. The bases were full for pretty much that whole first inning. We had a 2-run single from Anthony Rendon, a 2-run single from Jose Iglesias. That was it for the Angels offense for the rest of the game in terms of scoring runs, and it was enough. That was the end of the night basically for the Angels in terms of offense, but they did the job. They took the lead, never gave it back. Things got very interesting though in the second inning. Alex Cobb had his second straight poor outing in a row. To be honest, I don't think he looked awful in this outing. There were a couple of balls in play that just felt like they were lucky to drop in. This kind of goes back to what we were talking about on yesterday's episode with some of the bad luck with Angels pitchers. But Cobb comes out of the game, and it is very clear that this is going to be a bullpen game. And I've got to give Joe Maddon a lot of credit for being aggressive in this game, recognizing that this was a game they could win. They've got the off day on Thursday to let their bullpen rest up. So again, big credit to Joe Maddon for having that quick hook with Alex Cobb and going to the bullpen. And as we mentioned at the top, Chris Rodriguez is going to be the main topic of this podcast. He's the first guy that comes in and does a phenomenal job. 3 1/3 innings, that's the longest he's gone so far in any of his MLB games, and did a phenomenal job and just really helped bridge that gap between a poor performance from Alex Cobb, getting them to the back end of the game again. We're going to kind of go a little bit more in depth with Rodriguez here in a little bit, but that was such a monumental shift in events because after Alex Cobb was pulled, it felt like, okay, this game could go any direction. It's like basically whose bullpen can do the best job for the rest of the game, and the Angels ended up winning that battle, and Chris Rodriguez really started that whole thing. So before we switch over into this Rodriguez discussion, I did want to kind of just talk about the series as a whole and kind of the importance of this series because, look, we're early on in the season. I hate to say any series, any game is a must-win game or series this early on in the season, but the Angels had such a bad week last week, and they've got a pretty interesting schedule coming up. They're playing the Seattle Mariners this weekend, who I don't think they're better than the Angels, but they are ahead of them in the standings right now, and any game within the division is going to be important. And then you look at next week. Things start to get a little hairy for the schedule. You've got the Tampa Bay Rays coming to Anaheim. The Angels play the Dodgers over the weekend. The following week, they face the Houston Astros in their first series. So this is going to be another test for the Angels coming up. And winning these, you know, I guess you would say winnable games against teams that are very clearly inferior to the Angels, these were games that they needed to win. So this was a big series win for the Angels in terms of like what they did well in this series. The offense did a pretty good job. I mean, they were kind of quiet for the game on Tuesday, and they were basically quiet from innings 2 through 9 on the Wednesday game, but it was nice to see that they got some guys back, getting Trout back, getting Rendon back, getting Max Stassi back in the lineup on Wednesday. That's a big deal, and that is really helping shape this lineup a little bit. Again, we have talked about this plenty of times. You listen to the podcast, you know about the Angels, and you know how important this position player unit is, and getting everybody back fully healthy is a big deal. So the Angels will have the day off on Thursday, and then we'll go up to Seattle. We will preview more of that series on tomorrow's episode. But in the meantime, we're going to kind of pivot over to some Chris Rodriguez discussion. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we are going to talk about Chris Rodriguez and what has helped him have this kind of start to his career. But first, let me tell you about Locker Room. This episode is brought to you by Locker Room. Locker Room is the first social audio platform made for sports fans. The app is free to download, and once you're in, you can talk with me, other fans, athletes, and insiders in real time about your favorite team or sport. I will be hosting a room for the Locked On Angels podcast once a week. Yes, you can finally join in on the conversation you listen to here every day. Locker Room is the perfect place to start or join conversations about the league. You'll find fans just like you on Locker Room for watch parties, debates, post-game breakdowns, and of course, reacting to big news or rumors. You'll have the chance to chat with me and might even have a chance to be featured on the Locked On Angels podcast through our Locker Room conversations. So make sure to download the app and join me this week at Friday, 6 p.m., right before the Angels game in Seattle, and we will discuss some Angels baseball. Again, go to the Apple Store, download the Locker Room app, and join me this week at 6 p.m. Pacific time to talk some Angels baseball. Chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers. RockAuto.com's prices are the same for everybody, and the prices are reliably low. RockAuto.com always offers the lowest prices possible rather than changing them based on what the market will bear like airlines do. RockAuto.com is for everybody and does not require membership or account login. So make sure to go to RockAuto.com and see all of the parts available for your car or your truck. Make sure to write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. So we're going to spend the rest of the episode talking about Chris Rodriguez. Like I mentioned at the top, I did have an article come out at Crashing the Pearly Gates on Wednesday titled The Electric Chris Rodriguez. So if you want to go read that, I will link that in the podcast description. But I'm going to kind of use some of these similar talking points from this and just talk about how amazing it is that Chris Rodriguez is even at this point right now. I don't even think I mentioned at the top of this episode that Chris Rodriguez was credited with his second MLB win in this game. And now you've listened to this podcast before. You probably know that I don't put too much stock into pitcher wins, but nonetheless, still very cool that Chris Rodriguez is even at this point. And that's a good segue to talking about Chris Rodriguez. And before we even get into what has made him succeed, I think it's just important to talk about how crazy it is that he's here at this point. Rodriguez was a pretty highly sought after draft pick. He was picked in the fourth round by the Angels in 2016, had big time stuff, posted some numbers through the first two seasons of his minor league career, had some higher ERAs, but the strikeouts and the walks and some of those important indicators for future success, they were kind of there. And he was kind of one of these few guys in a system, and this was prior to Joe Adell, Griffin Canning, Brandon Marsh, some of these bigger prospects becoming big names in the Angel system. So Chris Rodriguez was kind of that guy as a potential starting pitcher for the Angels down the road. And things were looking pretty good heading into the 2017 season and going into 2018. And then things just kind of unraveled from there in terms of injuries. So he throws 57 innings in the 2017 season and then misses the entire 2018 season. He only throws 9 1/3 innings in 2019. And obviously there's no minor league baseball in 2020. So this guy throws a grand total of 9 1/3 innings across three seasons due to a variety of back issues. And if you were a little worried about Chris Rodriguez going into this season, it was totally justified. I have been fairly optimistic about Rodriguez ever since he was drafted. I always liked what he had, but the track record for guys who can only throw that many innings over that many years, have those kind of injuries, and haven't made it out of high A ball, I don't think the track record is all that large for a guy coming up to the major leagues and having success. So I think the odds were kind of stacked against Chris Rodriguez after everything that he's been through. And coming into this year, there was some optimism. I mean, even last year at the alternate site, the Angels continued to say very, very positive things about Rodriguez. I think we've mentioned it briefly on this podcast before. It was always difficult to evaluate what that actually meant coming from the team because we didn't really have outside sources going in and looking at Chris Rodriguez and saying, you know what, this is a really good arm. He looks good. We were only hearing it through the Angels, and there are obvious biases that are going to be involved when you're talking about your own players from within. But regardless, he comes into the season and he starts to get more reps. He is like pitching big innings out of, if you say there's big innings in spring training, he's getting some very serious looks and he's looking good while doing so. He's striking out some legitimately good major league hitters, including guys like Joey Votto. And even when he was doing that, I still feel like there was this belief that he was going to start the year in the minor leagues or at the alternate site. I don't think anybody was reasonably expecting him to make it to this point. And that's exactly what he did. He makes the team in the bullpen out of spring training. It's an awesome story. I mean, you could stop the story right there and say, you know what? This guy went through a lot. He barely threw any innings in the minor leagues over the last couple seasons. He made it to the major leagues. That is an awesome story. And that is a success story in its own right. But it hasn't really stopped there. Chris Rodriguez has only done great things since then, to the point where you look at the most important Angels pitchers over the next, I don't know, half decade or so, I think Chris Rodriguez really does find himself at the top of that list. And we'll kind of go into that a little bit more, but I did want to briefly just kind of talk about the numbers that he's posted so far this year, because it's really remarkable. Again, for the reasons that we just mentioned, Rodriguez is producing in a big way in the Major League bullpen for a team that is attempting to make the playoffs this year. And in his first seven games, which is 14 2/3 innings, Rodriguez has a 2.45 ERA. His field independent pitching of 2.81 backs up the ERA. He's got 17 strikeouts and a 65.7% ground ball rate. So these are all very, very good signs. And that's just looking at the raw stats. But I think there are some things that are happening underneath. And I mean, this is from a scouting perspective and a statistical perspective. Rodriguez is, I don't know how to describe this, he's kind of a unicorn in the way that he throws his pitches, because he throws so hard with so much movement that it's really hard to find comparable players to what Rodriguez is doing. So in this article I did at Crashing the Pearly Gates, there was a lot of research that went into trying to just find other guys who do what Rodriguez does. So everything really starts with the sinker and the curveball. If you've watched him, it's very obvious right away that this guy throws a very heavy sinker and a curveball that is a lot harder than most curveballs in baseball. So I went and looked for the list of guys, and this is just for this year based on pitch characteristics. There are only four pitchers in baseball this year that have a 96 mile per hour sinker with about 40 inches or so of combined vertical and horizontal movement, and have a breaking ball that is 85 miles per hour or faster with 50 plus combined inches of movement. So again, you're talking about two extremely hard pitches for their pitch type with a lot of movement. And the list of those guys is Dustin May, Blake Treinen, Miguel Castro, and Chris Rodriguez. And that is a great point to, or a great list to find himself on. Dustin May, one of the nastiest starting pitchers in baseball. Blake Treinen, one of the nastiest relievers in baseball. And Miguel Castro might be the most underrated reliever in baseball, throwing just filthy stuff out of the Mets bullpen. So that's good enough in itself, but there was something else with these two specific pitches that really stood out to me, and I'm going to try to break this down as briefly and quickly as possible, but this is kind of getting into the whole idea of deception and tunneling your pitches and utilizing pitches that play well off each other. So Chris Rodriguez has a sinker that basically mirrors his curveball in the perfect manner. So if you think about this from, if you're looking at a clock, the perfect mirror would be 12 to 6 or 2 to 8. You're thinking like if you're trying to mirror something perfectly well. Well, for Rodriguez, the sinker and the curveball are almost perfect when it comes to mirroring each other. The sinker has a spin axis at 130 and the curveball is at 730. So again, if you think about that like a clock, the spin on the sinker is going in the complete opposite direction of the curveball, and that makes it even more effective with those pitches because they're not just two nasty pitches in their own right. They're two pitches that move in completely opposite directions, so that does a very good job of helping with his deception, and that goes a long way in helping a guy in his major league career because it's not just about having nasty stuff. It's about knowing how to pitch and how to utilize those pitches. But it's not just the sinker and the curveball for Rodriguez. He is basically throwing those pitches about 90% of the time, but he does have a very interesting slider and changeup. Both of those pitches are extremely hard for their pitch type. They're both right around 90 miles per hour. The slider is kind of more of a hard cutter with some extra movement. The changeup doesn't necessarily have a ton of movement, but this does give him four pitches that are legitimately good that kind of make you think, all right, maybe this guy can be a starter at some point. So you've got the four pitch mix. You've got all that going for him right now. But just going back to some of the success that he's having so far with these pitches, it's kind of remarkable. This was going into Wednesday's game before he pitched. Chris Rodriguez was one of the four pitchers who have thrown at least 10 innings this year that had a 60% ground ball rate and a 30% strikeout rate. The other guys on that list, you've got TJ Antone, teammate Shohei Ohtani, and Garrett Whitlock. And this is kind of a fun list. I mean, Ohtani, you know about him. TJ Antone is a nasty reliever starter for the Cincinnati Reds. And Garrett Whitlock has not allowed a run in his first 12 or so big league innings with the Red Sox. And Chris Rodriguez finds himself on this list. So you're looking at what Rodriguez does in terms of his pitches, what they do, and the numbers so far. I think there are a lot of very encouraging early signs. He's got the four pitches. He gets a lot of ground balls. He gets whiffs. Those are ingredients for a guy to do some serious damage. Now, the walk rate being around 10%, 10 to 12%, it's a little higher than you'd want it to be, but I don't think it's anything that would necessarily prevent you from wanting to try him out as a starter. And that's kind of going to lead into my last point, because this is definitely going to be a hot topic for Angels fans right now. If you were watching the Angels game on Wednesday, you might have heard that the Angels have they are the worst pitching staff or the worst starting rotation in baseball when it comes to giving their team length. A lot of outings end up being shorter than five innings, and that puts a lot of pressure on the bullpen, and that kind of makes Chris Rodriguez's role even that much more important. And it begs the question of, should Rodriguez be a starter for this team? And I've been very firmly against this idea just because of some of the reasons we talked about here today. This is a guy that has a pretty lengthy injury history. His career high in innings thrown, if you're believing what he was saying last year, he told Jesse Sanchez of MLB.com that he threw about 70 innings combined last year at the alternate site, spring training on the side, all that good stuff. Even if that's the case, it's really hard to envision somebody with those injuries, with those inning totals, making that jump to become a starter. So I've kind of been against that, but it's hard to not look at the current situation and say, okay, you've got this guy who has pitched multi-innings out of the bullpen for you. He's kind of started to throw more and more pitches in each outing that he's thrown. He's clearly shown that he's a major league caliber pitcher and beyond that. And I don't think it's crazy to at least float that idea around. Now, do I think that's the smart move to make? Do I think they're actually going to do it? I don't think so. I think the Angels are going to be cautious, and I think they have every reason to be cautious in this situation. But it is pretty incredible that we're having this conversation right now. And I think my final point about this dilemma for the Angels is they don't necessarily have to pick either or. If they feel like he's going to be a starter for them long term, there's nothing wrong with letting him start a couple of games this season, because baseball is kind of trending in this direction where starters are throwing fewer innings. You're starting to see more guys in hybrid roles, guys like, think of Ryan Yarbrough of the Tampa Bay Rays. Chris Rodriguez might fit perfectly in that role where you say, okay, you're going to be a multi-inning reliever for us, and we're also going to start you whenever we need you to. Regardless, you're going to throw, I don't know, 75 to 100 innings for us. And I think that could end up being the type of role that Rodriguez fills for the Angels moving forward. And that's probably something that is totally reasonable and something the Angels could definitely explore. So my final point about all this is Rodriguez has been awesome. The story has been awesome. It's been really cool to not only see him at the major league level, but doing so with success. I am very firmly in the camp of this guy's good. He's going to stick. He's going to figure out, you know, whatever role he ends up in, he's going to do extremely well. And it's an exciting time to be watching Chris Rodriguez, and I'm pretty excited to see what he does moving forward. So we're going to take one final break before we get out of here, but first let me tell you about Bet Online. Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing, and you can track all of the action at Bet Online. This week has tons of sports action on the go, such as the NFL Draft, the Kentucky Derby, and much more. You can get all the latest news, odds, and info for all of your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and all of your UFC and MMA action. So don't sit on the sidelines anymore. This is your chance to get in on the game as your teams prep for their runs to the playoffs. So make sure to head to the website or use your mobile device at betonline.ag and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit with the promo code LOCKEDON. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts. This episode is brought to you by 1010, a capsule collection of diamond rings that are responsibly sourced, limited edition designs at fair price points. 1010 is an exclusive collection of 10 creative styles of diamond rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today. Rings sure to bring joy into her life. Using only diamonds responsibly sourced from Botswana, 10 female design masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful ring that is ideal for engagement, Mother's Day, or simply a beautiful conversation piece. And they're the perfect way to bring light into her life. They're available now through Mother's Day only on BlueNile.com. Just search the words 10 by 10. Get all of the sports news that you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Your host, Peter Bukowski, updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. So make sure to follow the Locked On Today podcast in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast from. So we're going to wrap up this episode here today. As I mentioned at the top, if you do want to go read that article about Chris Rodriguez over at Crashing the Pearly Gates, I will link that in the podcast description. Friday before the Angels game, we're going to do a locker room. So if you want to join, make sure to download the app on the Apple Store. Join me at 6 p.m. Pacific time. You can find me at BMags94. It's a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to doing it after not being able to do one last week. And final points before we kind of get out of here. Fan Friday mailbag is going to be this Friday. So if you have any questions, feel free to send those in via Twitter, or you can email me at BrentJMaguire94@gmail.com. So we've got an off day today. Not exactly sure what we're going to talk about for the podcast tomorrow, but it's going to be a day of no Angels baseball. So take a breather. Angels are going to come back this weekend, and they've got a lot of fun, interesting games coming up. But that's going to do it for today. As always, thank you for joining. Stay safe out there. We will talk some Angels baseball on Friday.